This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Lawmakers have only 7 legislative days left to renew the ban on the sale of assault-style semi-automatic weapons. That ban was approved by Congress a decade ago. President Bush has said he would support renewing it, but Republican congressional leaders firmly oppose extending the assault weapons ban. Many other politicians are nervous about incurring the wrath of the National Rifle Association and other gun rights groups. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The assault weapons ban expires September 14th, right after a 6-week congressional recess that begins this weekend. But some lawmakers are determined to renew the ban before then. At a news conference outside the Capitol yesterday, Delaware's Mike Castle, a moderate House Republican, stood behind a table displaying such banned weapons as Uzis and Tech-9s.
We are here today to implore our leadership to bring our bill forward before it is too late. Once this ban expires, gun makers will not waste one single minute before they begin manufacturing and distributing these guns.
Castle spoke alongside New York House Democrat Carolyn McCarthy. She's been fighting to keep assault weapons banned ever since her husband was killed and her son badly wounded by such a weapon on a Long Island commuter train 11 years ago.
I can't believe that I'm standing here today, now as a congressperson, and trying to get this bill renewed. It's been 10 years. We know it works. We know we have saved police officers around this nation.
McCarthy recalled that former Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush both made phone calls a decade ago urging members of Congress to support the weapons ban. But when she made a floor speech Monday night calling for a renewal of that ban, she noticed many of her colleagues moving to the back of the House chamber beyond the view of TV cameras.
And after I spoke, I talked to one of my colleagues, and I said, you know, the majority of your district actually believes that this should be renewed. And he said, Carolyn, I know 3/4 of my district believe that this should be renewed. It's the 1/4 that I'm nervous about.
McCarthy's been unable to persuade House Speaker Dennis Hastert to bring up the assault weapons ban renewal for a vote. In the Senate, such a ban actually got approved in early March as an amendment to a bill shielding gun makers and dealers from lawsuits. The National Rifle Association badly wanted that lawsuit shield approved. But at the last minute, the NRA urged senators to vote against it because of the weapons ban renewal attached to it, a renewal that President Bush had promised to support while campaigning 4 years ago. On that March day, John Kerry made a point of returning to the Senate to speak in favor of extending the weapons ban.
When he ran for president in 2000, President Bush promised the American people that he would work to renew the assault weapons ban. But now, under pressure, he's walking away from that commitment, as he has from so many other promises.
Yesterday, the NRA retaliated, rolling out new TV ads against Kerry, featuring the group's Wayne LaPierre.
John Kerry, you're not fooling American gun owners. They know your voting record is just as bad as Ted Kennedy's. In fact, you've been voting against gun owners for 20 years, all the time, every time.
The Senate's unlikely to vote again on the expiring assault weapons ban. Rick Santorum is that chamber's third-ranking Republican.
I see no chance that the assault weapons ban will come up on the Senate floor this week, and as someone who didn't support it when it was first put in place and believes that it has done nothing and will do nothing to reduce the amount of violent crime in America, I don't see any reason to continue it.
Asked why Congress won't vote on renewing what's proven to be a popular gun measure, Arizona Republican John McCain offered a very succinct explanation.
The NRA rules here.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says it's up to President Bush to stand up to the NRA.
All I ask, and all a majority of the American people ask, is Mr. President, stand up. Tell the Speaker of the House of Representatives to bring this reauthorization to a vote. It will pass if he does, and then the legislation will be continued.
But House Majority Leader Tom DeLay insisted yesterday there are not enough votes in the House to renew the assault weapons ban, which he himself strongly opposes. He deemed a vote on the issue a waste of time. David Wellner, NPR News.